KD, main list.
Hey, Larry.
How you doing this evening? I just stopped, got some food. I'm going to go home and eat some sushi and sit down and try to relax a little bit.
Tired. I'm just now calling it a day. After I got home, I went to help Anchor with it, look at a generator, and then I've been at home helping get my stuff running and distributing it out to everybody.
We've got worried about my elderly mother that lives by herself. Of course, she's right on the main line as far as power, and because if it goes out, they usually get it back up pretty quick.
She don't lose power, but if she does, hopefully it comes back up real quick. I'm expecting if it get anywhere close to what they say we're going to get up here, to be without power for at least a week.
Let's hope it's not like that. I'm not a cold weather person myself. I'm counting down the days till springtime.
One of those times that you hope the weatherman is wrong. As usual.
Praying that all day long. Yeah, but anyway, we're around a lot of trees in our neighborhood, and but we're going to go get mother-in-law and take care of her. So she loses power a lot, even in the bright, clear, sunny days. Nothing going on. Her neighborhood still loses power from time to time.
Power up here too bad, unless there's something like this anymore. But I got a whole house generator, so I'm not too bad worried about it. As long as it doesn't give me any more trouble.
I start ours every once in a while and let it run. And I got a little card and a little plastic sleeve. And every time I run it, I log the date and time that I run it. That way I can see when it's time for its next oil change and stuff.
Well, mine's got an hour meter on it, so I just go by it.
Have an hour meter. Yeah, that's deluxe there.
That is supposed to be an automatic transfer switch, but that part of it's been acting up, so I have to manually start it. So not the end of the world, but trying to get that automatic switch fixed for a couple of years now, and nobody can seem to fix it.
Much about those things. At the office, there's some engineers out there that might could help with that, but I don't know. One of the hams that he's passed away now, but he lives in Traveler's Rest. He had a World War II surplus generator. This thing was on a big trailer, and he said he'd get it out in the summertime, and people complained about the noise. But when they had a power event and lost power running it, nobody complained then because the house was powered up.
How that works, isn't it? Yeah, I've been looking for me a diesel backup generator to go along with this propane, just as a alternative. I like redundancy.
Never hurts. But we got some kerosene lamps that they're made by Aladdin. Some of those things are quite expensive on eBay. I've got three of them, and they put off the equivalent of a 60 watt bulb. But you have to remember, too, they are quite dangerous. You don't want to just turn one on and leave the room.
That's for sure. You have to babysit stuff like that.
Yeah. Somebody said they burned at 2,000 degrees. So I'm not sure about that. But they put it off quite a bit of heat. And they're nice if you use them right and you know how to fire them and fire them carefully.
I've got one of those old ones like that. It took the old white kerosene fuel. And those things do burn pretty hot, and you got to be careful with them, that's for sure.
I'm inside with you, Patrick. I'm almost at home, and once I go down the little road there where we live, the repeater starts getting scratchy. But anyway, good talking to you, and hang in there and hope everything goes okay. We'll talk with you later, KO4HKX. KC4SKD.
Larry, be careful out there and stay warm this weekend. KO4HKX, clear.